about Jesus is my strength. Jesus is my strength. And we want to go over to Psalms chapter number 31. Psalms chapter number 31 and look at verse number 10. Psalms 31 and verse number 10. It says, "For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed." Now, when you look at that particular scripture, 31 and 10, it lets us know the source of failure, the source of failure or the source of weakness. As the scripture says, my strength faileth because of my iniquity. When we find that we are struggling, when we find that we're not quite meeting the mark, it is because of sin. It is because of sin. As we said, we've been going over these lessons about the mind, about the seed, good seed and bad seed. These are some of the things that we have to be aware of, that when we find ourselves becoming weak spiritually, we have to say, okay, what is it? It's not that I'm not getting enough rest. It's not that, you know, this, maybe I need some vitamins. No. When we find ourselves becoming weary and discouraged, we're losing focus. As the scripture says, it says in verse number 10, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity. And in other words, it's not the sin of anyone else, it's my shortcomings. Right. It's my shortcomings that is causing me to become weak. Okay? And as a saint, we don't want to stay in that state. We don't want to stay in that state. When we stay in that state, according to verse number 10, our life will be a waste. You notice what it says in 10 and 1, the beginning of 10. It says, "For my life is spent with grief, and my years with what? Sighing." You don't want that to be the quality of your life. Now when Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly." Right. One thing Jesus said about to come with the Holy Ghost is peace and love and joy. Right. So there's no need for us to stay in a state of grief. Right. Or a state of sighing. Not when we have Jesus. Jesus is the source of our strength. Right. Now when the Lord bring you into holiness, he give you a mind to accept the plan of salvation. Each and every one of you. The Lord gave you a mind one day to accept the plan of salvation. Why? Because you are here. Now, you may still be in the process of seeking Jesus, but you are better off today than you were before you didn't know Jesus. Right. Always remember, there was a time in your life you had no mind to be saved. Now you have a mind to seek after Jesus. You got a mind to understand that Jesus is what you need. Right. Now, in that process, You accept that message. The Lord told you in the scriptures that the cause of your weakness is sin. You realize sin was something you were born with. You and I, all of us, were born in the state or the condition of sin because of Adam's disobedience. Jesus gives us a way to get out of sin through the new birth. He tells us that we have to be born of both what? Water and spirit. Water, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. That water removes sin from the soul. It says you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the removal of sin. Preacher got to say in the name of Jesus Christ. He can't say Father, Son, Holy Ghost because that's not a name. He's got to say in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, why he got to say that name? Because that name is what removes sin. And when the scriptures tell you, you go down in that water, you come up, he tells you, you should be coming up, walking in the newness of life. You shouldn't be focused on what you used to do. If you're going to look at what you used to do, you thank the Lord he brought you out of it. If that's anything you're going to say about your old life, you should say, the Lord brought me out of that. The Lord spared me, even in my ignorance. Yes. When I had no mind to serve him, he spared me because death was hovering over me. Yes. I knew a cloud of death was over my head. Because I know the things that I was doing, I was worthy of death. But Jesus, his grace and his mercy spared my life. You look, that's what that's the only thing really should be saying about your past life. Then you need to get down and wait. Tarry. That word tarry means to wait. To wait, calling on the name of Jesus until you are endued with power from on high. Don't stop calling on that name. Realize that that name is the only reason the Lord gave us that name was to save our soul. Right. Said there is no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We constantly need Jesus to deliver us. Right. Salvation means deliverance. Yes. It means safety. It means preservation. Yes. It means healing. Right. It means soundness. When your mind gets funny, you need the name of Jesus to bring you back to where your mind is sound or at a peaceful state. So you constantly need the name of Jesus. And that devil, all his works, all of his tactics, all of his tricks is trying to get you and I to not focus on where our strength is at. He wants us to go right back and linger in sin. Stop thinking about it. He said, oh, you remember you had all of this when you was out there. Now you all by yourself. And you think about that stuff. The devil be wearing on your mind. You all by yourself. Now you're forgetting. You got Jesus. Jesus brought you out of mess. You, all that stuff that you was in was mess. He brought you out of mess. Remember when you were in that world, when you were in that life, yes, you laughed. But after a while, that laughter turned into crying. After a while, that fun turned into sighing. Say, woe is me. I done messed up. Look at my life. Allah. Nobody. Come on, the Lord brought you out of that. And the writer is trying to tell you the source of that weakness was sin. The reason why you kept failing was because of sin. And you're going to get sick and tired of anything. You should be sick and tired of sin. You should be saying to yourself, I'm sick and tired of sin ruining my life. Sin has caused me nothing but a bunch of grief and crying. Right? Huh? That's the truth. It causes a bunch of grief and crying, according to this scripture. Now look at, go over to verses number 23 and 24. And let's see, what is my encouragement when I am weak?
It says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his
saints. Isn't that the truth? That's what you all were engaged in this morning. People ask you, what was going on in here? We were busy loving Jesus.
Yes.
We were busy loving Jesus. All of it is done through love. You sing that song, any song. You sing the song, it some of these songs touch your heart. Why? Because you may not know how to express yourself to Jesus. But at the end of the day, all you do is want to tell the Lord, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. I, you know, the enemy, the world, has been trying to define love. Been trying to define love as somebody holding you and kissing on you and rubbing all on you and all other kind of stuff. But then you realize after they got finished, remember, because it was done in sin, what did you feel afterwards? Grief. You felt a whole bunch of sighing. It didn't fill you up. It didn't satisfy you. It wasn't long lasting. It was a quick feeling. Quick as it come, as quick as it go, right? So that wasn't no true love. That wasn't what I really need. That wasn't what you really need. You know, when they snore and you need somebody to still hold you. Yeah. My wife would tell you sometimes we get the hugging in the bed, my arm get tired. I say, baby, let me get my arm back. Because my arm is falling asleep. And you snoring, I can't be comfortable holding all on you like that. Yeah, your arm gets sleepy like that. Now I know you may not understand that, but when something resting on your arm gets sleepy. It gets tired. And you know your fingers get to tingling and you like, yeah, I can't get no sleep like that. No, I need to be on. And before you know it, the night be done, she be on her side and I be on my side. And we have a good old night's sleep. And why is that? Because there's a weakness in me. You know, I need strength. Strength sometimes, you know, come from you being to yourself. You know, so you got to build yourself up in that respect. So you realize it's got to be more to somebody holding you physically. It's got to be more to having somebody physically talk with you. You know, some people are, you talk them out. You know, you done said so much, I ain't got no more to say. So there, we just sitting there looking at each other. He said, what else do you want me to say? I have no more thoughts, nothing. I'm done. You know, so you all talked out. But you know, you don't get talked out with Jesus. One thing I've learned, I don't get talked out with Jesus. One thing, when I don't have nothing else to say, Jesus got a whole lot more to say to me. So you realize, saints, that that's, all of that is not the answer. We need to learn how to love Jesus. We need to learn how to fall in love with Jesus. Let our love for Jesus create a melody in our heart. You know, even when you are by yourself, the Lord will put a song in your mind. Let a song be ringing in your mind. And people say, well, why are you singing that so much? It's because I love Jesus. That song is in my mind because I'm trying to let the Lord know I love him. The thought of Jesus, it excites me. It's not, having Jesus is not boring. Now, a lot of times folks want to come to church because they ain't got nothing to do. You don't come to church because to cure your boredom. You come to church because you love Jesus. You seek Jesus because you love Jesus. Everything you do, it has to have a reason behind it. And the reason behind what the saints do is our love for Jesus. I feel sorry for people that have fallen out of love with Jesus. You should be asking yourself a question, what did Jesus do to you for you to fall out of love with him? When you stop loving Jesus, he was still loving you. That's the love of the Lord. It's unconditional. His love is unconditional, saints. So I thank the Lord for a mind to not just let the love be one-sided. I love Jesus. I love him. Why? Because he first loved me. And he don't let that love run out. He keep on loving me day in and day out. He loving me all while I'm asleep. How you know he loving you? Because he keeps me protected from danger seen and unseen. He loving me all while this virus is going on. I'm not saying that people that have had the virus don't have the love of Jesus. Yes, they do. But those that have not got it, you got the love of Jesus too. Both of us got something to say that the Lord love us. Those that have got the virus can say the Lord love them because he's keeping them. Even in spite of all that the enemy is trying to do to them, he's showing them love by preserving their life, by keeping their lungs breathing and moving, giving them the activities of their limbs. Scripture says, in him we do what? Live, move, and have our being. So they got something to love Jesus for. Now, I can't understand their love because I'm not in their situation. I haven't had the virus. So their love is unique. But they can't understand my love. Why? Because I didn't get the virus. Lord didn't allow that virus to come inside of me. And I realize it's nothing but Jesus' love that has protected me all of this time. Because I had to touch something. Somebody had to breathe on me. You know, somewhere there was a reason why I should be infected. But the Lord's love has preserved my life. And that's why I thank him, saints. People have asked you, say, well, what do you keep running for? Because I got something to thank the Lord for. He has kept me all along. When people have lost jobs, he's kept me with a job. Not just kept me with a job, but he also gave me a raise. Who gets a raise in times like this? Nobody but Jesus does this for the saints. He protects us even when we don't realize he's doing it, saints. You know, the way we respond to all of these blessings from Jesus, we respond by doing what? Loving him. Is that what verse number 23 say? Verse number 23 says, oh, love the Lord. Not your children, not your spouse, not your mama, not your daddy. You got to have a special love for Jesus. I'm not telling you not to love these people, but I'm telling you there has to be a special love for Jesus. The kind of love that nothing can get between you and the Lord. One writer done told you, what are you going to let separate you from the love of Jesus? Are you going to let some hard times, the tribulation, stuff you going through, Pearl, because you got a whole lot of troubles going on, a whole lot of torture that's waiting for you. Are you going to let all of these things separate you because you're on a high? You say, I got all of this. Look how good I am. Look how the Lord has blessed me. Are you going to let that separate you from Jesus? Are you going to let a low? In other words, you down in the valley. I ain't got no money. I'm sick. I'm in pain. Are you going to let that low separate you from Jesus? Say, Scripture done told you no. You can't let none of these things separate you from the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is the cause of your victory. Jesus is the one that gives you the strength. Scripture done told you are more than conquerors through him that does what? Loved us, saints. He is the reason why we can jump over these hurdles. He's the reason why we can go through all of these tests. Huh? I'm not telling you you're not going to get sick. I'm not telling you you're not going to have a hard problem. Stuff is going to come your way. If it hasn't come, just keep on living. Because it's going to come your way. You are going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that you're going to regret in the long run. But at the end of the day, don't let that stuff change your love for Jesus. Why the Lord done told you in verse number 22, 23, oh, love the Lord. Huh? Come on, that's what you should have that down on the end. It should be reminding you that. Every day, love the Lord. You get bad news, at the end of the day, you go outside, go somewhere in the stairwell, and say, Lord, I love you. No matter what's going on right now, Lord, I love you. Love you how with all of my heart, right? All of my heart, all of my strength. I love you, Jesus. Even when the world don't want to love the Lord. I realize, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Right? Is that what the verse says? Verse number 23 says, oh, love.
Huh?
You can't expect the sinners to do this. Only those that are sanctified, those that have been set aside and understand their purpose. I understand my purpose, saints. I understand it was Jesus that made me. I didn't make myself. I'm not fooled. I'm not going around thinking I'm here because of my mom and my daddy. I realized it was the Lord that brought me into existence. Huh? Come on, saints. It was the Lord that brought me into existence. It was the Lord that gave me what I have. It was the Lord that allowed me to be who I am right now. Huh? Come on. People may not like you. People may not like how you look. But Jesus brought you where you are. And for that, the Lord has given you a mind to understand that. Everybody don't understand that. But the Lord gave you a mind to understand it was because of Jesus. He was the God of the Lord. He's the one that made me. According to the scripture, I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. It was the Lord that did all of this. And because I understand that, that's why I love Jesus. People say, oh, I'm just going to y'all be going. So you be going. Why do y'all go? Because we love Jesus. But you don't understand it's dangerous out here. Yes, it is. Can you imagine walking in this earth without Jesus? Huh? It is very dangerous. That's why we keep on running. That's why we keep on loving the Lord. Why? Because we need the Lord to keep us from the danger. We need the Lord to keep us while we walk through the shadow of death. You don't think the shadow of death is in the land? Turn on the news. It's trying to let you know death is out here. And people are trying to tell you they sick of dying. They walking around with their rifles talking about I'm sick of dying. They walking around waving their flags saying I'm sick of dying. I don't want to die no more. But I'm trying to tell you the answer's not at the state capitol. Huh? The answer to death is not at the state capitol. The answer to death is not in your rifle. The answer to death is not in your sign. Jesus is the only one that said, I am come that you might have life and have that more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy, right? That's the truth, saints. And let me know this virus is of Satan. This virus is nobody but the devil. Huh? Walking up and down in the land. He had to get permission from Jesus. He had to ask Jesus, can I let this virus come
amongst the people.
Right.
And Jesus said, let it be.
Yes.
Huh? But Jesus, in spite of it all, he said, I'm going to put a hedge of protection.
Yes.
Even when you try to infect others, I'm going to still keep the saints. Huh? How can you say that, Elder Scudder? What about some saints that have died from the virus? Honey, you don't understand what the word says. The word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if I leave this earth because I'm sick, I thank Jesus. Why? Because when I stop breathing, I'm going to wake up in the eyes of Jesus. That's why I keep on running. That's why I keep on fasting. So that when I stop breathing, I can see Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. That's my hope.
Yeah.
That's my hope. My hope. My hope ain't in this. My hope ain't in this world. This world is temporal. The Lord said, build your hopes on things eternal, right? My hope is to go back with Jesus. When he calls, and I realize when he calls, that's when I'm going to answer. I don't care what you got. When the Lord calls, that's when you're going to answer. Sick or no sick. Huh? Virus or no virus. Cancer or no cancer. When Jesus calls, you getting out of here. Ain't nothing nobody can do to stop Jesus from calling. The thing, the wise thing to do, the wise thing for you and I to do is to be ready. Huh? Spend your days getting ready. Huh? Don't waste time with foolishness. Spend your days getting ready, right? Get ready for his call.
Yes.
May call you in the midnight hour.
Jesus.
May call you while you sleep.
Yes.
Huh?
Jesus.
Won't nobody even know that the Lord have called you.
Yes.
But the key is to just be what? Be ready.
Be ready.
Huh? That's the truth. What do you think the Lord called me while we sleep? This girl ain't going to know what's wrong with me. She may think I'm just still asleep. Huh? Little she know I'm stiff cold.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Lord done called me.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I couldn't pray no more. I couldn't get down on my knees no more. I couldn't ask her to lay hands on me. I couldn't ask somebody to go pray for me. Pray for me. Help me. Pray to the Lord to get me right. Pray to the Lord to give me a little bit more time. The Lord say, no. Now is the time. Huh? Now you got to get out of here. Get out of here and do what? Give an answer to me. Huh? Give an answer to the one that made you. You are the works of his hand, right? You have to give an answer for the one that made you. So the best thing you can do while you're down here getting yourself ready is love Jesus.
Yeah.
Love the Lord, saints.
Yeah.
Oh, love the Lord,
love
ye his saints. Huh? Keep reading a little bit more than 23.
Ye his saints, but the Lord preserveth the faith.
Isn't that the truth? Can you say that about the Lord? When I look back over all these years,
right.
25 years is not a short time. That's 25 years.
Right.
That's 25 times 365. I had to keep on doing this. Through many sweats, through many tears, through many disappointments, through many failures, I had to stay right at it. Because the Lord wasn't looking for this to see if I was going to be in and out of it.
Right.
Lord said, I want you to be what? Faithful.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Lord said, I gave you this message for you to be faithful.
Yeah.
Huh? Faithful when? In season and out of season. Preach the gospel, right?
Yeah.
To every creature. Whether they want to hear it or don't want to hear it. Some people will turn a deaf ear to you. Some people will thumb up their nose at you. Some people will look at you and say, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. All of that ain't necessary. Huh? You listen to the world will tell you, you shouldn't be in no church. You ought to be careful not bringing them people all in there. You do that, you're going to make them sick. And that death is going to be on your hand. No, it won't. No, it won't, because I'm giving you the word of life. I'm giving you the message that will save your soul. Huh? Will the virus get you? I don't know. One way or the other. But I do know one thing. Your sin will find you out. Therefore, I preach with great conviction. Huh? Somebody may say, Elder Scudder, you contagious. Well, you just stay back from me. But you better listen to what I'm preaching. I'm telling you, time is winding up. And you better get your house in order. Why? Because Jesus could call you tonight. And when will your soul be? At the end of the day, you better let your soul be saved. Huh? Oh, you say, Elder Scudder, you got the virus? Well, you better call them with the virus.
Right.
Say, Elder Scudder, I ain't got but a little bit of breath. I'm trying to tell you, every breath you got, let the name of Jesus come out with you. Why? Because your time may be short. Huh? Before they put that tool in your throat, you better say, let me call on Jesus just a little while longer. And they say, they put the tool in your throat, you can't speak no more. I'm trying to tell you, you better put your mind on Jesus. You better have a good old tarrying session all in your mind. How the Lord will deliver you. Love the Lord. Ye his saints, right? Why do you love him? Because he preserves. He preserves those that are what? Faithful. Just be faithful to Jesus, saints. Say, Elder Scott, I'm trying to learn how to be faithful on my job. Be faithful to Jesus first. Trying to be faithful in my marriage. Be faithful to Jesus first. I'm trying to be a faithful parent. Trying to be a good mama, good daddy. Be faithful to Jesus first. If you be faithful to Jesus, he'll help you in everything else, right? He will set your house in order, right? The Lord will set your house in order. He'll teach you how to love those that are unlovable. Huh? Things that the Vicky was talking about there, though, to be cordial. Even when your children act like nuts, they still your kids. The Lord will teach you how to love the unlovable, right? I'm like, you feel like taking a bat to the head. You really do. Like, do you have any common sense? They be trying to tell you, no, I don't. I really don't. I got a hard head, right? And you just got to learn how to do what? Work with them. Got to learn how to work with them. Say, you talking to me like I ain't got no sense. Well, act like you got some sense. Then we can talk like you got some sense, right? Huh? That's the truth. You act like you got some, I'll talk to you like you got some. But in the meantime, I don't see you with no sense. And I'm talking to you the best way I can. Right? That's the truth. You got to love the unlovable. Those that don't have a clue what love is. That's the truth. You see your children, they get grown, they throw their bodies all out. Wear all kind of little stuff, doing all kind of little stuff. They're trying to prove to you and everybody else that they're grown.
Right.
Huh? You still got to love them.
Right.
In their nasty ways, you still got to love them.
Right.
Huh? Their nasty, ungodly ways.
Right.
You still got to do what? Love them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Talk some, well, you can get a common sense thought into them. Because remember, their lives is filled with grief.
Right.
Their lives is filled with sighing. They are weak. I don't care how strong they try to make. They are weak.
Yeah.
Why are they weak? Because of sin.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why the only one that can strengthen them is Jesus.
Right.
And when they come to you with their crying, that's when you got to slide Jesus on in there.
Yeah.
Hug them.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know I'm praying for you.
Right.
Jesus is still the answer.
Yeah.
Jesus will help you through this.
Yeah.
Huh? I know you always, you say, well, Mama, you always talk, Mom and Daddy, y'all always talking to me about church. Because look at what Jesus has done for me in my life. Look whose shoulder you on. I'm not on your shoulder crying. You on my shoulder crying. So that means you got the grief. I didn't come to you. You came to me. Right? And I'm giving you the best thing that I can give you. Right? Best thing you can give me is Jesus. Church, tell you, don't get no better than that. I'm sorry. I don't care who it is and what it is. It don't get no better than that. If they don't have Jesus, they have nothing. You don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing. You ain't making no step forward. I don't care how many jobs you get, how much they pay you. You have nothing if you don't have Jesus. Say, look at me. I got a big old house. You have nothing if you have no Jesus. You don't look at my car. Look at what I'm driving. You ain't look at your beat up car. You have nothing if you do not have Jesus. You need the Lord. It's up to you to remind them, because you are the saint. You are the one that understands the importance of loving Jesus. Lord done told you to love him with all of your might, all of your strength, right? Love the Lord your God with all of your strength, all of your might. You got to learn how to do that. That's not an overnight lesson. Because the Lord got to let you go through some hard stuff. Lord got to let you go through some challenges. But it's all to teach you how to do what? Love Him. To love Him no matter what. Lord said He will keep you if you just stay faithful. He preserves those that are what? Faithful, right? Read a little bit more.
It says the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer.
Be glad. Be glad about doing for Jesus, saints. That you people look at that word proud doer as though it's a bad thing. Nah, but in this case, it's a good thing to be proud to do for Jesus. People be looking at you saying, you fasting, why are you doing that? Because I'm proud to do this. Jesus gave me a mind to turn my plate down so that I can weaken this no good thing. Huh? You letting your no good thing run wild. I'm trying to bring my no good thing under subjection, right? That's the truth. How do you do it? Through fasting. Yes. Through much praying, right?
Yes.
That's the truth, saints. Trying to learn how to keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Huh? That's the truth. That's a lifelong lesson.
Yes,
you got to learn that lesson. Every now and then, your tongue will slip. Every now and then, you will say something you should not say. But your love for Jesus will correct you. Huh? Your love for Jesus will show you the errors of your ways and will give you a mind to repent. Repent means to change your mind, right? That's true. Read a little bit more. In all of my faithfulness, in all of my being proud to do the word, the Lord told me to be of what? Good courage. Don't let sin discourage you. Remember, where's the source of grief? Sin. Where's the source of sighing? Sin. Where's the source of weakness? Sin. Huh? But the Lord told you to be of good courage. Be of good courage, and what will Jesus do for you? Huh? This is why we get down. This is why I can tell you flat-footed. In your time of weakness, it is not a time for you to take a vacation. It is not a time for you to retreat from the saints. The Lord is your strength. Hey, he said, Elder Scott, I ain't got no strength to get on my knees. Sit in a chair. Get somewhere. Lay on the floor. Call on the name of Jesus. Why? Because He is your strength, right? He will strengthen your heart, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord will strengthen your heart. Be of good courage.
He shall strengthen
your heart.
All ye that hope in the Lord.
What I need to do is just keep hoping in the Lord. That word hope means Jesus, my expectation. I'm expecting Jesus to do this. Huh? You say, some of you may have things that you need the Lord to do. Things that you can, your little issues you got going on. I'm trying to tell you, you talking to other folk ain't the answer.
Nope.
Huh? You reading this book, reading that book, getting advice from here, getting advice from there, that's not the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is your hope. You need to expect the Lord to do it. Huh? But the Lord ain't moving fast enough. Honey, your time ain't Jesus' time. He told you to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, right? Be of good courage. Huh? How long I got to wait? I don't know. I'm not Jesus. That sounds like a conversation you need to have with Jesus. How long, oh Lord, must I wait? The Lord will give you an answer real quick. Tell you stay right there until I answer you. Stay right there until I answer you. Huh? That's what tarry means. Tarry means to wait. Meaning stay right there until the Lord answers you. When will He answer me? He will endue you with power. Power is strength. The Lord will endue you with power from where? From on high. Not a vitamin. Huh? Not a medicine. Not a gym. You need power from where? On high. I need Jesus' strength. That's the truth, saints. I need Jesus' strength. No exercise regimen, no trainer is going to give me this. Only the Lord can give me this kind of strength. I'm talking about in my mind. Strength in my mind. I ain't talking about building up muscle mass. This is going to fail me. But Jesus will strengthen my mind, right? truth.
Yes.
Come on, give me a little bit more. Go over to chapter number 33, 16 and 17. Chapter number 33, 16 and 17.
33, 16, there is no king saved by the multitude.
Hold up, hold up. So what does that mean to tell me? Yeah, I'm not saved or preserved because of my buddies, because how many people I know, because all the names that are in my contact list. You know, your phone, you got that contact list.
Right.
You know, all those people that you see in your list is not the source of your strength.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Just because you go down in the neighborhood and everybody know your name is not the source of your strength.
Right.
Huh? Don't think because they know you, they still won't steal from you.
Right.
Huh? Oh, no, anybody going to bother me? I said, yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Yes.
That is not the source of strength.
Right.
That's what it's talking about, the king.
Right.
The king is not strong because of people he got following behind him.
Right.
You are not strong because of people that you know.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
Yes.
Read a little bit more.
Yes. A mighty man is not delivered.
Hold up. What are you? Come on, bitch, 200 pounds. That's not going to get you out of this. Your muscles are not going to get you out of this. When the devil come upon you, Satan is an unseen enemy. I don't care how good you can put them together. You can't box with Satan. Satan will sit right there and let you swing till you're tired. And then hit you and knock the wind out of you, right? Huh? That's basically what it's saying. Read a little bit more. Yes.
A horse is vain thing.
Oh, so I'm going to go get me a horse. I'm going to get me a car. I'm going to go get me a gun. It ain't going to do nothing.
No.
Ain't going to do nothing but bring you into a bunch of mess.
Yeah.
A bunch of trouble.
Yeah.
Ain't no strength in that.
Nope.
Ain't no strength in your horse.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
There's no strength in your horse.
Right.
That was the writer done told you. The horse is what?
It's a vain thing.
Huh? Your car is vain. Your money is vain. Your gun is vain.
Right.
You get to shooting all you want. The devil is not pierced by your bullet.
Right.
Huh? You say, oh, Scott, I'm going to shoot you so you'll stop preaching the word. You can shoot me all you want. It's not going to stop the word from going forward. You realize people been trying to stop the word from day one. Huh? Look at how they tried to kill Jesus. Huh? When he was just a baby. Huh? Said, kill all of the children 2 years and under. But it did not stop Jesus. Huh? If that didn't stop Jesus, what makes you think you're going to stop Jesus?
That's right.
Pilate said, if you just bow down and worship me, I got the power to spare your life. Jesus said, no man takes my life. I lay my life down freely. And I got the power to get it back up again. If you don't know, I can tell you. I can call down a legion of angels and destroy this whole world, right? But this is the reason why I came. Why did you come, Jesus? He came to become sin for us. He who knew no sin. That we, you and I, might be made the what? The righteousness of God through him, right? In other words, so that he could justify us, right? He could declare us righteous. He could put us on that straight and narrow way. We were on the broad road that led to death, but Jesus came to put us on the straight and the narrow way, right? And I'm trying to let you know everybody ain't going to want to walk this path. You got to walk this path by yourself. Huh? Come through the door how? Not with your mama, not your daddy. You got to come through this door by yourself. It's not enough room, right? Come on, Dick, stand up, Dick. It's not enough room. Huh? I can't get through the door with Dick. It's not enough room. I got to do this by myself, right? You got to come through the door by yourself, right? That's why the message said, save who? Save yourself. Mother and father don't want to be saved, save yourself. Why? Because you're going to stand before Jesus. By who? Yourself. Read a little bit more. Is that all of it?
The horse is a vain thing for safety.
Jesus
shall he deliver any by his
great
strength.
Oh, he's not
going to
deliver who?
Any by his great strength.
Yeah. I don't care how strong your gun is. Your gun could be like a cannon.
blow me to pieces. But it does not stop Jesus.
Right.
After you take the breath, so you think away from me,
right,
someone else will come along,
right,
and say the same thing.
Right.
What? Jesus saves.
Right.
Huh? Jesus saves. You realize that message is going across all around the whole wide world.
Right.
That devil's fighting hard to try to keep the saints from telling the world that Jesus saves.
Right,
right now is the time, if any time, really to get our bullhorn and blow it loud.
Yeah.
Tell the folk, no, 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 no. Social distancing is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Your mask is not the answer.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Your gloves are not the answer.
Right.
You staying at home, not letting nobody come in your house,
right,
is not the answer.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
The death angel don't care about your mask. It don't care about your gloves.
Right.
It don't care about your alarm system.
Right.
It creeps in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And it catches you in unaware.
Right.
Huh? Somebody write it on, told you. That's not your strength.
Right.
That's not your strength. Go to Psalm 37:39. I got to get ready to let y'all go. I done held y'all long enough.
But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He is their strength.
What is Jesus?
Their strength.
Jesus is my strength.
In a time of trouble.
What is Jesus? My strength when?
In a time of trouble.
So saints, when you find yourself in trouble, remember, who is my strength?
Jesus.
Jesus is your strength. Don't turn and look to another, because can't nobody else help you but Jesus.
Right.
Nobody's going to be able to deliver you out of this stuff but the Lord.
Right.
The enemy, you ask yourself, say, Elder Scudder, all of these things are coming upon me. What is all of this stuff coming from? This stuff is trying to make you weak. Got a couple of them. You all, each one of you get one of these. Psalm 6 and 2. Somebody get Psalms 109 and 24. Someone else get Matthew 26 and 41. Really quick. Someone go get them. I'm going to let y'all go. My time is done. Matthew 26 and 41.
6 and 2. Psalm 6 and 2. Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Yes.
For I am weak.
Uh-huh.
O Lord, heal me, for my bones are
so dry. So that let me know. The source of weakness sometimes is physical sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Physical sickness will cause you to be weak.
Right.
Everybody understand that?
Right.
If people don't understand, when you are physically not well, the enemy uses that sickness to cause you to be spiritually weak.
Right.
Y'all understand that? So, but you have to keep in your mind, even when you are physically not feeling well, that Jesus is my strength.
Right.
Even though you may not be able to lift your hands all the way up because of your sickness, you still have to be able to say, Jesus is my strength.
Right.
You might not be able to move your limbs like you want to move them.
Right.
Huh? But you cannot let that stop you from saying within yourself, Jesus is my strength, right? Don't let the enemy use that tool to cause you to be weak. Huh? Is that what the writer said? Read that verse again. It's all right.
It says, "I have mercy on you."
That's what you need to ask the Lord to do, is just have mercy on you.
Right.
Have mercy on me even in my sickness.
Right.
This sickness is not from Jesus.
Right.
This sickness is not from Jesus. Jesus don't put these sicknesses on us. This stuff comes because of sin.
Right.
You say, well, Elder Scudder, I thought I had the Holy Ghost. Just because you got the Holy Ghost don't mean you weren't born after Adam.
Right.
Adam messed us up, didn't he?
Right.
Mess your whole body up. Here you trying to live holy, and you still got to carry Adam with you.
Amen.
It's the truth. Adam gives you diabetes. Huh? Gives you all kind of conditions in your body. Huh? It causes you to get old. Huh? Causes your bones to get weak. Teeth are bones.
Yeah.
Y'all know that, right? Y'all didn't know that.
Yeah.
They causes your bones to get weak.
Right.
One day they're going to fall right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You're going to get to chewing, you're going to wonder why I can't chew no more. Because it done fell right out of your mouth.
Right.
And who's the cause of that? Nobody but Adam.
Right.
Don't put that on Jesus.
Right.
Jesus said, I want you to have all you got.
Right.
That devil been trying to kill me from day one, saints.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't think he's trying to kill you, just look at yourself.
Right.
Only one you got to look at is who? Look at yourself in your body.
That's true.
See all those things the enemy trying to inflict upon you?
That's right.
Trying to make you be what? Weak.
Right. Yeah.
But Jesus, that's when you, when the enemy tries to make your weakness dominate your mind, that's when you got to say, Jesus, you are my strength. Right? Why? Is that what the writer told you? Jesus, you are my strength. Only you can do is ask the Lord to do what? Have mercy on me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Finger fell off. Lord, have mercy on me. Right? That ain't no reason for you to stop loving the Lord because you lost that finger.
Huh?
I still love him.
Right.
Now you know you're not going to be able to do what you used to do.
Right. That's right.
But there is something that you can do.
That's right.
So the writer done told you, oh, love the Lord.
Yes.
Ye his saints. Just be what? Faithful. He didn't say have all five of your fingers. He said be what? Be faithful. Be proud to do what? Do the word. Right? That's the true saints. So sickness is a thing that causes weakness. But that's not a scapegoat. Just because you're sick, don't say, I can't do. No. Because the Lord done told you, you need to ask the Lord for what? Mercy. Even in your sickness. You need to ask the Lord for mercy. What kind of mercy, Elder Scudder? For the Lord to do what? Heal. Healing don't come from me. Healing comes from Jesus. Jesus is the one that can heal the body, right?
Right.
Read a little bit more.
Says, oh Lord, heal me, for my bones are bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it get like that sometimes, saints?
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, just keep on living. If you haven't felt like that, it gets like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, it's nothing that you're going to be able to run away from.
Yes.
It's going to come upon you like that. But you can't use that as a reason to stop loving Jesus.
Right.
As the writer started off that problem, he started it off real good.
Yes.
By he's saying, Lord, do what? Have mercy on me. So when you get like that, the thing that's due is not to tell people your issues.
No.
Don't go around talking about, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. No, you need to ask the Lord to have what? Have mercy on me.
Yes.
All right? What was the next scripture I said?
109:24.
Read that.
Says, my knees are weak.
Oh, come on. Huh?
My knees
so that means to tell me you're not going to be able to get on your knees all the time. Sometimes your knees are going to be what?
Weak.
Huh? Is that what the scripture say?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to close up my book to let y'all know I didn't write this. Jesus already knew about your issues before you got here.
That's right.
He said your knees are going to get what?
Weak through fasting.
Huh? So don't look for fasting to make your body feel strong. The purpose of fasting is to weaken your flesh. Huh? Your stomach starts to growling. Your body starts to ache. All because you're trying to do what to yourself? Deny. You said, what does it say? Read that verse again.
It says, my knees are weak through fasting.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
My flesh faileth of fatness.
Yep.
I have become also reproaching to them.
Mm-hmm.
And shake their
heads. Yeah, so they're gonna come times when you get like that, saints. It's gonna come times when folks not gonna look at you and say the Lord is blessing you. No, they're gonna say, "Oh, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what's wrong with you." Huh? But that's your time to get closer to the Lord, isn't it? Read a little bit. Is that all
help
of it?
Me, oh Lord.
Help? What is the writer? Who is the one that can help you? Yes.
I
gave y'all another one, didn't I?
Yes.
Matthew 26:1. All right.
Watch and pray.
Watch. That's going to be our Sunday school lesson next week. Watch and pray.
That you enter not
into temptation. Why? Willing.
But the flesh.
So what is weak sex?
Flesh.
Don't let flesh be your strong arm.
Right.
Jesus is your strength. Okay?
Yes.
Keep that before yourself. Keep that in your mind. As you go through the week, this week, something may come up in your life. Keep that in your mind. Jesus is my strength.
Yes.
I cannot do this by myself.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't even entertain that thought that you can do this journey by yourself. You need to depend on the Lord
Why? Because Jesus is your strength. You want to get from point A to point B, you're going to need the Lord Jesus. Say, "Elder Scott, I'm trying to overcome this." You're going to need the Lord Jesus. I can give you money to pay a bill, but that's not going to be the answer to the problem. That's not the answer to the problem. Jesus is the only one that can give you strength. Strength is what? Confidence. So that even when you can't pay that bill, I want you to get to the point and say, "Jesus is going to do this for me."
Right.
Huh? I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. He's going to take care of this for me. Right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
And watch the Lord do what? Open up the door.
Right.
Why? Because the Lord can change people's minds.
Right.
Lord can work stuff out in such a way that it'll just make you say, "Wow, how did that happen?" You know, how did that come to pass? Lord will work stuff out. Lord, whoever would have known the governor, you started off this year, 2020. Who would ever known somebody's going to get a government of mine and send you $1,200?
Jesus.
Nobody but the Lord knew that. Lord knew at the beginning of this year. He said, "I'm going to make a way for the saints." Huh?
Yeah.
He say stimulus. People need stimulus. Well, according to the books, I don't need no stimulus. Why? Because I'm still working. But see how the Lord blessed?
Yeah.
He gave it to me just like I needed it.
Yeah.
Huh? Those that get checks every month, you ain't need no stimulus. Because you're getting the same amount of money you had before this whole situation started, right? Huh?
Yeah.
But what did the Lord say? "I'm going to give you a little bit more." Huh? See, the Lord know what he's doing. Lord know what he's doing, and that ain't even it. Lord, working on their mind now to give me some more, and I'm going to be right here. Just...
Yeah.
But what about all these people that have not stopped working? Well, just giving the money anyway.
Yeah.
But Lord, take care of the saints.
Right.
Lord, take care of the saints. See these little things. Little things. You got to look at all the little things that Jesus does. Little things that the Lord do. Great mighty things. Just works wonders in your life. I mean really, just work wonders. All in your life. Folks getting ready to pay student loans. They say, "Stop paying student loans. Don't pay them no more to the end." Thank you, Jesus. Look at Jesus. And I'm looking for the Lord to work it out a little bit more. I'm looking for the Lord to touch their mind and say, "Don't pay them no more." Zero it out. Zero it out. Take care of me, Jesus. I am weak. I can't do this thing by myself, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, "Lord, I need your help." Help me however you feel like helping me, Jesus. Help me however you feel like helping me, Jesus. And I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to praise you for it, saints. So I thank the Lord, saints. We trust you got something out the word. Had a whole lot more that I could have given you guys. Let me give y'all those scriptures so at least y'all can study them during the week. Y'all got your pens ready? All right. Let me find my paper. All right. First Corinthians 11:30 will go up under the things that can cause weaknesses. 1 Corinthians 11:30. Satan really causes weaknesses. And you will see that in Isaiah 14:12. Isaiah 14:12 is talking about how Lucifer did weaken the nations. He caused the people to be weak. And right up under there, write the word saints' mission. What is our mission when we're dealing with weaknesses? According to Acts 20:35, it's going to talk about strengthening those that are weak. Receiving those that are weak. We don't push people away because they are still struggling with weaknesses. We receive them. We bring them in and we do our best to strengthen them. And it's not our efforts. Remember, we are just encouraging them to call on Jesus. That's the saints' mission. That's Acts 20 and verse number 35. That's the saints' mission. Acts 20 and 35. Isaiah 14:12. That goes up under the section of things that cause weaknesses. Satan causes weaknesses. That's in Isaiah 14:12. And the last one under saints' mission is Romans 14:1. Romans 14:1. Romans 14:1. I talked a little bit about not letting anything separate us from the love of Jesus. Everybody remember that piece? Let me give you all that scripture. You know it, baby girl. Romans chapter number 8, 35 and 30, 35 through 39. Romans 8, I talked about it. I didn't have you all read it. But how I was saying, don't let anything separate you from the love of Jesus. That's Romans chapter number 8, 35 through 39. And when you read that, that'll be a good one to read using the Living Bible. If you get your Living Bible, for those that don't have the Living Bible yet, as I said, go over to Bible Gateway. It'll give you the option to choose what Bible version you want to read. Look at the Living Bible and look up Romans 8, 35 through 39. And again, that'll give you, it'll break those words down for you so that you can better understand it in the way that we commonly talk, okay?
First Corinthians
11
and 30.
First Corinthians? Somebody got that?
Yeah, it's under.
What section is that up under?
It's up under the cause.
Causes weaknesses, yes. First Corinthians 11 and 30 should have been one of them. What causes weaknesses? What causes weaknesses? That one, 1 Corinthians 11:30, you heard that on last Sunday when we were talking about communion. Remember, when you don't take communion right, the writer told you, for this cause there are many that are sick and weakly among you, and many sleep. So when we have the wrong motives, that's really what that is talking about. Having the wrong motives causes a weakness. So we want to make sure that whenever we're doing things that we have the right motive behind what we're doing, okay? That's why I said the only one that you really can check is who? Yourself. I can't check you because I don't know really what's going on in your mind.
Right.
Not behind why you're doing a thing. The only one that really know what's going on in your mind is you and Jesus.
Right.
Remember, the Lord says, I, the Lord, search the heart.
Right.
The Lord is the only one that can know the heart. I don't know your heart.
Right.
The Lord is the only one that knows our heart. That's why we got to make sure we have the right heart. 14:1. Romans 14:1.
The saints' mission.
Yes, two scriptures up under the saints' mission. That's Acts and the Romans. Yes, under the saints' mission. So you all take these scriptures. As I said, I didn't go over all of these today. I talked about the gist of them, but this is what you can use for your studies during the week, okay? So that you can better understand what it is that we're trying to look at when we're saying that Jesus is my strength. Jesus is my strength. So when you find yourself getting weak, identify what is causing the weakness. Identify what is causing the weakness. And as the text scripture said this morning, it is all because of what? Sin. It's because of my iniquity have I losing strength. Okay? So trust you, hide the word in your heart that you may.